The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Disgusting Universe Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
Televangelist, huh?
Yeah. Just to keep it holding it right here.
That kind of scares me.
I got the jacket on, the whole thing.
You do.
Just do it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Honestly, you should wear like a captain's hat, like a sea captain.
Yeah. And what kind of hat are you going to wear?
I'll just wear my Iron Maiden hat, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I can be like the goofy hat guy.
Yeah. Or just awesome. The captain. You're the sea captain, yeah. You know.
No.
I think you could rock it. You know, you see those once in a while, a guy going around just walking
successfully pulling off the sea captain
yeah,
look.
Yeah.
Where do you occasionally see the successful
once in a while?
Yeah.
Once in a harvest moon.
Maybe like when you're at the dock, they're actual captains.
No, because they've got like jeans and like a button-up shirt on also.
And a little admiral's cap on. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's like a yacht fucker, right? That's
yeah,
like one
kinda.
Of those yacht guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Oh,
that's
well,
ridiculous.
I'll
never
be. I think
be
you
a,
could rock it.
A yacht guy.
You don't have to go full yacht. Just the hat.
But
think
the
about
hat
it.
Is
think about it.
Full yacht. That's like zero to like 80 yacht.
No, you need like the shoes. You need those shorts, you know. No,
like
the Lacoste.
The boat
yeah.
shoes.
The boat shoes. You need like the sunglasses. You need the polos.
Pretty much the Miami Vice lower gear, you know, kind of like those pastel colors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Light
Hawaiian
pink.
Print, mm-hmm. you know, lots of linens, mm-hmm. lots of silk.
Yeah, you got it.
Brush silk sort of
if
thing.
If you wanted to do the it, full thing, yeah, that would yeah. be fine too.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do that.
And then the sea captain's thing.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great, it's really good advice, Spencer. I appreciate that.
I'm just looking out
yeah.
for my boy.
Yeah.
For my boy, Craig.
My days of loneliness and isolation would forever be open.
Oh, just over in an instant.
My way over to happiness.
Yes, exactly.
Just ahoy there, happiness.
You're the captain of your
it's
life.
Craig, and I'm captain of my life.
Well, speaking of captains of lives, I have no idea how I'm going to segue this.
I don't either.
And I'm a very poor captain of the ship that is Idiots Discuss the Universe.
We can barely captain this podcast, much less our greater lives.
It's true. But today we're actually doing a wonderful episode of Hit or Shit. That's right. It's the IDTU series where we judge music. We judge it because you know what? We know.
Love it.
We love it. Well, yeah, we do love it. But we also
judge
want
the things we love.
We want you.
It's an unhealthy love.
It's an unhealthy. It's an obsession.
It's a love it's based on judgment.
And we want people out there to know what we think about these
yeah.
songs.
Sometimes
you know?
We regret it that they know what we
sometimes
think.
Sometimes we
think,
deeply
yeah.
regret it, but we shove that down inside where it can't bother us.
But we're still creeping around in the streets. Nobody's coming.
What?
Nothing.
Creeping around in the street. We're creeping around the internet.
We're still creeping around the streets and nobody's come looking for us for anything that we said.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're just going to keep on judging the music.
That's right. That's right. That's the plan. I'm plugging in my computer real quick.
So what potential lifelong enemy are we going to cultivate tonight, Spencer?
Well, see, it's especially meaningful for me because as an aspiring musician, I want to make as many enemies as possible before I even start.
Okay,
you know?
Good.
So that's very important.
Other people that are kind of where you're at, but just slightly ahead where they might mm-hmm. be able to give you a hand up.
Sure.
You know,
yeah, I want to talk shit about
orbit.
Them before
yeah.
they even okay. hear about my music.
Okay,
that,
cool.
yeah.
okay good.
It seems like
good.
A good plan,
a good,
right?
Hello, I'm Spencer. I think
yeah.
your stuff is shit.
Yeah.
Would you please listen
would
to
you
mine
please,
and like
and,
it?
And, you know, if you like it, you know, maybe we could tour together and everything. You know?
I mean, I'd have to stand outside because I couldn't listen to your shit.
Right. But you know it's shit. You know, it's fine. It's fine. You're doing the thing. But you know it's shit. I mean, it's fine.
Yes. Okay. So who is this we're going to do?
Okay. Well, today is what a band.
Bridge is on currently on fire.
It's a band that I do love called Baroness. I might have brought them up here before.
Yeah.
They're kind of, they've been likened to Mastodon and Neurosis a little bit.
I don't trust you at all when you liken things to Mastodon anymore.
Why?
Because you liken a lot of stuff that is just grossly dissimilar to Mastodon.
Are you talking about the Inter Arma thing?
Well, that's one of them.
What was the other one?
I feel like, I mean, there's just been a bunch. I mean, like, going through the hitter shits.
Well,
just
good
a lot.
Sir.
There's a lot of similarities. And I know
would
that
say
Mastodon
that
is a melting pot of styles.
They've got a wide breadth of styles.
They do.
You could
they
be do. Just a rock band and sound like Mastodon.
I'm just putting
you
that
out. You
could
be a sludge band. Baroness is more of the in the rock category as far as I'm concerned, but they're from that Georgia area where Mastodon's from. They came up around the same time as Mastodon. This comparison is a little less of a stretch and more like generally accepted as them being like contemporaries within a movement or a scene.
I
you see what
you.
I'm saying? Whereas before I was trying to be like make an esoteric connection with who I thought they were being influenced by. Baroness and Mastodon totally like came up together at the same time kind of a thing.
I get you. Okay. That's where I've heard of them too.
And the main guy, John Baisley, he does all of their artwork. All of their album art. He does beautifully intricate paintings, which so even if you don't like the music. And he does it for a bunch of other bands, too. Even if you don't like Baroness, the music, you got to appreciate the art that he does because it's so intricate. And every album that they've had is based on a color. Okay. So the first one was the red album, then the blue record, then yellow and green, which was a double album. Then it was purple back in 2015. And they are about to release gold and gray.
Gold and gray. Gold
and gray.
Gold and silver. It's gold and gray.
Gold and gray.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
And the album cover looks very fucking sick. I implore anyone listening to this to look up John Baisley, and all of his art will come up, and it's fucking awesome. There's a lot of naked women involved, you know, so that's great. But it's very classy, and there's a lot of just very interesting color choices.
How do you say how do you spell the last name?
Baisley, I believe, is B A I
L E Y.
Baisley, no, Baisley, I believe.
Baisley? B-A-I-L-Z?
Oh, Z before the L.
B-A-I-Z?
B-A-I-Z-L-E-Y. John Baisley.
There he is. He's listed as a painter before he's even listed as a musician.
Yeah. He does artwork for a ton of bands, so his style, you've probably seen it before. It's very iconic. In my opinion, it's very iconic. But yeah, he's done artwork for Pig Destroyer, Darkest Hour, Daughters, Skeleton Witch, a lot of dope bands, The Red Chord. I think he's even done stuff for Metallica. But anyway,
very much.
You see it?
It's a kind of that lowbrow, tattoo-influenced comic style to
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you know, it's very Maxfield Parrish. It's got a lot of that, like that 20s color schemes of like the old 20s advertisements, art deco advertisements figure into it a lot. If you look at like the original like Coca-Cola girl could be sitting in the background of one of these things and you would never think twice about it, especially if she had a little bit more Asian features to her, you know. It's very cool. It reminds me of the ever read Fables, that Bill Willingham comic book?
No.
I can't remember the name of the artist for it. Actually, it's right behind you. If it's on the second shelf of that tall bookshelf, No. Right behind you, the tall one. It's the second shelf down, and there's going to be an anatomy book. Do you see the anatomy book? It's tall, kind of. Yeah. Okay. So two over. Boom. No, other way. Right there. And see who the artist is. That's sealed, but it should say who the artist is on the front.
There's a bunch of different artists. Illustrations by Esau Andrews, by Brian Boland, John Bolton, Mark Buckingham, James Jean, Derek Kirk Kim.
It's the guy that does the cover. So maybe it's not the same guy. It's the guy that's the original artist of Fables. Reminds me of that a lot, too.
Okay.
But it's amazing. No, it's really great stuff to look at. It's cool. Super great poster art, and I really enjoy it. Yeah.
I definitely see the comic book thing that you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, the line and the use of color, that matte color technique and all that sort of stuff is very printmaking comic book sort of thing.
Yeah, totally.
But it has a lot of tattoo and art deco to it, too, as well. Traditional tattoo.
I didn't know you were an art critic, and I didn't know that.
What do you mean? Like, no, I know a lot about art. Oh, dude, I've studied art my whole life. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I can talk art pretty well.
Oh, I am pleasantly surprised and impressed. And realize that I can't really. No, I know you can. Like, I just didn't know the extent.
You've never taken an art history class or anything like that?
Never history.
Yeah.
See, taking, like, drawing and whatnot.
Yeah, no, art history is a great way to kind of just get your bearings on that and then take a couple contemporary art class, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to listen to the song?
I do.
It's called Borderlines.
Borderlines.
Yeah. And we'll see if you hear any Mastodon comparisons, any similarities.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm excited to check it out. They've definitely gotten rockier over the years, a little bit less on the metal front. And Baroness has always been leaning more towards that. But like the guitar tones and that sort of stuff is very sludgy, southern sludge. So,
okay, cool.
Without further ado, Borderlines by Baroness.
Borderlines?
Yeah.
Multiple lines.
There's multiple lines. Right.
Baroness Borderlines.
Baroness Borderlines. What'd you think?
Wow, it was a big old song. You know, it was a big old long song.
It was pretty long. 6 minutes. 6:15.
Mm-hmm.
Solid old chunk of song right there.
It was mostly like really pretty good, you know. I think, you know, it strikes me as weird, though. There's still something about it that, like, is, it's one of those types of, it's a new song that sounds reminiscent of a time that it's a conglomeration of reminiscences that don't necessarily go together in my brain, because it's kind of like The Police playing heavy metal Duran Duran song. You know, that's what it kind of sounds like. It's kind of got like that super prog arty guitar going on, but it's a fucking metal song for sure.
Definitely.
And then it's got kind of the metal vocal for sure.
Shouting.
But it's not really shouting. It's more of like a Duran Duran 80s style, like, vocal. It's a Mike and the Mechanics or one of those, like, Cutting Crew or... that's not quite We Are the Champions, but it's just one click down from that. And so it's got kind of that going for it, and it's definitely got lots of, like, that late 70s, early 80s hard rock.
Oh yeah,
rock like Aldo Nova, those sorts of bands, sort of spacey.
I'm not
guitar.
Familiar with that band.
Life is just a fantasy. Can you dig a fantasy life? That song?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're fired.
You're fired. You're fired.
You're fired.
Well, I fucking loved it. I loved it. I thought
you
it was awesome.
It.
Yeah. I agree with everything, that whole assessment, but I thought that was great. I thought it was a bit of a return to form for Le Baroness. I wasn't like super stoked on their last album, but... Man, this one, I'm excited for it now because it's just got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't want to take anything away from it, though, because it was, like, pretty thoroughly enjoyable all the way through it. And,
yeah.
Man, like, some of the parts of it.
To me, they did a lot of things that are very difficult to do, which is make something both heavy and melodic and catchy and, like, write a song with a memorable hook, but then also meander off into prog land for a minute. You know what I mean? And, like...
Yeah, it's weird to me. It's like prog Van Halen or something.
I mean, it's not as shredding as Van Halen,
no,
you know?
But it is.
No.
It's like if Eddie Van Halen decided, like, man, I fucking love Yes when he was 12.
Van Halen was like much more showy, I would say. I would say these guitars are much more simple, and they take something from, you know, like kind of like Black Sabbath, like doom sort of roots, you know, where there's like all that fuzzed out guitar, you hear those fuzzy tones,
the first chorus they're doing that totally like fretboard stuff,
the
twangy. Normally it would be like just chords or some sort of like, you know, like to fill into the melody. They're totally just not giving up on it. It's just...
I agree. I just that there's something about the so I get the connection to Yes and Van Halen, but I guess with Van Halen, I would always just see that there's...
But it's a song that Van Halen would almost write because it's got that hook.
Yeah, the
and
hook.
It's got
yeah.
that, like, I can hear David Lee Roth singing that chorus almost, you know, like that's a chorus that David Lee Roth would be within his realm to like pull it off.
I see. It's got
not
the soaring
subject
vocal,
matter, but it's got that like...
It's a little sadder than anything I would associate with Van Halen.
But there's like Jamie's crying and stuff. There's
yeah, but even that,
stuff.
It's like... They do. Jamie's crying. Wow, wow. It's like still
but
like
this is
upbeat
still like,
and
wow, wow.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
got that.
You know, it's got the wow.
Kind of got that. Like, there's a little party rock to it. I think almost. I almost thought like,
oh, okay.
It's like this is how hair metal comes. This is how hair metal comes back. I thought that at one point while I read listened to the song.
Yeah, they don't look like hair metal.
No, I don't think so. But like that sort of production of like hair metal where it's that crisp and clean, and it's got those super big chords in it and stuff. But like new metal, I mean, it would never go back to that simplistic thing of like 80s metal. But like this is passable, and this could be produced in that super clear way. It might not be these guys because this is still pretty swampy, like you're saying.
Yeah,
but you
swampy.
Can hear like maybe a new step in metal here, where it kind of goes back to that 80s super brisk, like crunchy. Power chord sort of thing, but complemented with the super finessed.
Yeah, the technicality.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, totally. I agree with that.
With the more like Party Times vocal.
Yeah, but what you said, the swampiness, that's that
this
sludgy.
Still has the swampiness.
Yeah, that's
but
the
there
key.
Are moments where you're like, oh, this is kind of something almost new.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
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 So that's why
I've
I'm really
never
excited.
Heard with like Mastodon. Like I don't hear that in the Mastodon that I've heard it before. I may not heard all
there,
of
some of those. Yeah, I want to show you some of their earlier stuff because as far as the crazy
like how,
technical
like,
playing,
what are you thinking? Like
you know, something off of I would say like listen to Hearts Alive off of their off
yeah,
of their album
still got, that doesn't have like that super vocal hook either. That
no I wasn't saying well,
the technical stuff, I bet.
Yeah,
I totally...
crack the sky then if you were talking vocals. But I guess I was going to say, like, as far as technical guitar work, like, Hearts Alive is just both crushingly heavy and it's got, like, very extended guitar sections while maintaining that sludgy, swampy tone that you were talking about.
But
I've never
heard them take like this 70s hard rock poppiness that this song took. I've never heard Mastodon do that. I don't think.
Really?
To this level. They've always done it like to a Black Sabbath or this is like a radio airplay.
I would say their new Mastodon definitely
that one enough,
does
maybe.
That. Like their last like four albums.
Is that
albums.
The one that we listened to at the shop or is there been
yeah.
another one?
Yeah, yeah. The only ones we listened
to
at the shop.
They've been inching towards that more, but this has got like this, but it's got like a new wave thing to it too.
Yeah, I think that's
me.
Definitely in the vocals.
Maybe that's what I'm picking up. That's
definitely
different.
In the vocals. I think John Baisley's into that stuff.
But like the Tubes, and it reminds me of like the Tubes and what's that other one? Less Than Zero, The Fix. There's a little bit of Fix in there. I mean, not, it's swampy, but there's a little bit of those bands in there. And even some later Yes, a little bit.
So what would you give it?
Oh, a hit.
Hit.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Hit all around. Absolutely. I give it a hit as well. No. You should definitely go check it out.
I'm not critiquing its quality by all of this stuff. I enjoy all these comparisons.
Yeah, we're just breaking it down. Yeah. Like what we think the influences might be, where
That's
we think
we
this music's coming from.
That's why we make the big money, Spence.
That's
breaking
right.
Breaking it down.
That's right. Make the big money. Spend that money. Make that money. That's what we're all about here. I got $80 in my bank account. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, what was I going to say?
Can you loan me $20?
Oh, shit. No, I do not. I cannot loan you $20. I owe my past 6 months' rent. No, I'm just kidding. I do not. But anyway, yeah, I'm really I'm stoked on this new Baroness stuff. I like it.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be a little bit heavier, and they got a little bit heavier, but they're still going in that. They did it while balancing the more songwriter, singer-songwritery, poppy stuff that they've been
you
getting in
like
there,
too.
You
feel like this is heavier than their last album.
Yeah, well, I mean, I should show you that for context. But yeah, I do
no,
think
I'm going to check out this band. I'm going to listen to it.
I think this
is
heavier than Purple album. They really got pretty, like, indie, almost an indie rock vibe on that.
And you say they came up together with Mastodon.
With Mastodon.
The bands are about the same age. Mm. They're both about 12.
Mastodon might, I would say so. Mastodon might be a little bit older, but they both came up in like the early 2000s, basically.
Oh, probably older than that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
like they probably started
Mastodon's
in late.
15 years old, that's so weird.
Yeah, roughly, I would say so.
2003, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think I've heard about them like 2007, 2008, probably is when they came
Yeah.
I think the Moby Dick album was the one that.
Yeah, that's what Hearts Alive is off of. Why am I fucking forgetting the name of that?
That's what I've heard of them.
God damn it. Fuck my memory sometimes.
Oh, the name of the album about Moby Dick? Leviathan.
Leviathan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I knew it. I didn't know you were trying to think of it. I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to wrap
no,
this
that's
good
my
party
favorite.
Up,
that's my
know?
That's still my favorite album by them. I mean,
okay,
hands
cool.
down. Leviathan is the reason I love
Blood Mountain a lot.
Blood Mountain's my second favorite.
Yeah, that one's really good. But yeah, they came up roughly together, same part of the country too, and they both had those sludgy roots, which is based in a lot of like doom and sludge metal, like Neurosis and Sleep. You ever listen to Sleep? You're just really slow and thick.
And I'm surprised with this because there are times that it could almost go to that new metal point and it doesn't do that. There are parts where I'm like, oh, this is almost kind of new metal sounding, and then it's not.
Yeah.
And I kind of sometimes with Mastodon a little bit.
I see what you're saying. It's a little bit like
clockworky. So I don't know if that's the right word for it or not, but there's a certain like, I don't know what it is.
I would say with maybe some of their chorusy singing type stuff, I could see the crossover with nu metal. You know, as far as like that sort of mainstream rock crossover goes, you know, new Linkin Park would always have those big soaring choruses with like the power chords behind them. And, you know, Mastodon can get to that same point too, but the stuff around it would always be different, like rapping or whatever, you know, like
there's no rap.
There's no like hip hop influence really in Mastodon. It's like a Southern, you know, if anything, there's like a Southern folk twang influence kind of thing.
It's like, Metallica meets Lynyrd Skynyrd meets
like some heavy fucking heavy,
Norwegians.
Heavy ass shit. Oh boy. But yeah, thank you everyone for listening.
Yes, thank you.
You should make sure to check out.
You're giving it a hit too?
What?
Are you giving it a hit too?
Yeah. Two hits.
Did you say that?
I said it.
Okay.
That's two hits.
I'm holding it.
You're out of it, man.
You're
okay. We need to get. We need to give Craig a pep talk after this. But anyway, check out our Spotify if you want to hear this Baroness song. We'll have it on a playlist for your listening pleasure. Also, check out our Instagram. Go follow it. Go like. You know, do all that sort of good stuff. Check out iTunes because we're up there, you know. And if you're listening to us on iTunes,
and go to the one on Spotify, they want to go to the part where we keep the playlists, because there's two things, you know. There's the one where you listen to our podcast, which they go to listen to our podcast maybe there after they've listened to it on their other stream, because they love to listen to it on all their favorite platforms,
right?
But
they should pause
and very quickly go to our Spotify playlists and then follow all of those playlists, so they can listen to these songs in their entirety.
Oh, I kind of skipped over that. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'll shut up now.
You just go right at it. You want to do the rest?
I just got a second wind.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, what the hell?
Yeah.
No, you go ahead. But yeah, I back to iTunes, I guess. Yeah, just back to iTunes. Yeah, just like and subscribe that, you know.
Spencer's going to be mean to me after this.
No, it's fine, you know.
No.
You know, just sometimes you got to bust the hammer out, you know, tease someone what's what.
Because he won't say what he's thinking on air.
Anyway, you got to like and you got to subscribe on iTunes. Write us a review, because that really helps. And hit us up on idtu.podcast@gmail.com if you want to send us some hate mail or anything like that. You know, we love it. We'll read it on air if it's good enough. So, yeah, that's been another episode of Hit or Shit.
I'm scared.
And it's fine. You know, it's just, it's only going to hurt for a second, Craig.
All right.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.